This is VOA News by remote. I'm Michael Brown. The French Constitutional Council is expected to rule on Thursday on special COVID-19 virus passes for all restaurants and domestic travel, while also mandating vaccinations for all health workers. Both measures have prompted protests and political tensions in France, where the country has begun dealing with a fourth wave of infections. Under the law, healthcare workers must begin getting vaccinations by September 15th or risk suspension. It also requires a health pass to enter all restaurants, trains, planes, and some other public venues. To get the pass, people must either have proved they are fully vaccinated or have recently tested negative for the virus. So far, just over half of the people in France are fully vaccinated. Australia's most populous state on Thursday reported its worst day of locally transmitted COVID-19 cases of the pandemic, with a record 262 new infections and 5 deaths. The Premier of New South Wales said 4 of the victims had not been vaccinated. The 5th had received a single dose of the AstraZeneca vaccine in May. As case numbers in the state continue to surge, New South Wales Chief Health Officer issued a plea for residents to make an appointment to receive their shot. Only 20% of Australian adults were fully vaccinated by Wednesday, according to the latest government figures. Via remote, this is VOA News. The Biden administration is moving forward with requiring nearly all foreign visitors to the U.S. to be vaccinated for the coronavirus. A White House official said Wednesday the requirement would come as part of the administration's phased approach to easing travel restrictions for foreign citizens to the country. All travelers to the U.S., regardless of vaccination status, are required to show proof of a negative COVID-19 test taken within 72 hours of air travel to the country. Pope Francis resumed his routine of holding weekly audiences with the general public a month after he underwent bowel surgery during the much-awaited appearance on Wednesday. He recalled the anniversary of the devastating Beirut port explosion and expressed a desire to someday visit Lebanon. Francis appealed to the international community to offer concrete acts of help to the Lebanese people and not just words. Francis, who was 84, was hospitalized back on July 4th in Rome for an operation during which a section of his colon was removed. Belarusian Olympic sprinter Kristina Tymonovskaya, who feared for her safety at home after criticizing her coaches on social media, flew into Warsaw Wednesday night on a humanitarian visa after leaving the Tokyo Olympics, according to a Polish diplomat. It's not clear what's next for the 24-year-old. The International Olympic Committee is investigating what led to her being removed from the Belarus team. Her husband fled Belarus shortly after his wife said she would not be returning, and Poland has also offered him a visa. Myanmar's ambassador to the United Nations, who has refused to leave his post despite being fired by the military junta after the February coup, sent a letter to the UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres this week, saying 40 bodies had been found in July in the northwestern area of Myanmar. The junta has denied the massacre in the township of Kanai, while news agencies have not been able to independently verify the reports due to the mobile networks being cut in the remote regions. Myanmar has been in turmoil since the army ousted the civilian leadership back on February 1st, launching a crackdown on dissent that has killed hundreds of people. As always, for details on much more news, we invite you to join us at our website. That is voanews.com. Also, on the VOA mobile app. I'm Michael Brown reporting by remote. VOA News.